Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Amy Cardell. She's Vice President for Strategic Workforce Relationships with CompTIA, an organization that trains technology. They do training and also encouragement and education for the tech industry. Amy, thanks again for being here. I want you to, and that's CompTIA.org, is that right?
That's right.
C-O-M-P-T-I-A, CompTIA.org. Tell us about CompTIA.
So CompTIA is the global trade association for the tech industry. We do a lot of research. We have certifying body for entry-level certifications like A+, Network Plus, and onward into security-related certifications and cloud and all those things that make IT happen so that your workforce is certified in that space. And we look at what policies and what we can do to help meet the huge need that our industry has for workers. You know, we have a million unfilled IT jobs in the U.S. right now, and we were just talking about in the last section of this mismatch between supply and demand, and how are we going to fill that?
Well, and this is where the internal training comes in, and it can be done a lot of different ways. You can, if you're a very small shop, you can train your own. What I recommend is you hire for intelligence, for capacity, and for attitude, and not so much stop trying to hunt down experience. Because one thing about
you're going to have a hard time finding those folks with that
right.
long
and also fit. they might be so experienced they're unemployable anymore. You know what I mean? But hire for those three things. Don't chase experience, and give them the experience. Invest in them, and if you have to do it in house, fine. But if you can find a company like CompTIA in your industry, whatever that might be, because you just focus on technology, right, Amy?
Right, exactly. We focus on technology jobs. And community colleges are there to partner with you as well in your markets. And they have apprenticeship programs and training programs. But it's interesting when you look at what your occupations are. If you go to apprenticeship.gov, there's a lot of these programs out there from everything you can imagine. Traditionally, it's been training's been really strong in the trades, of course, but we're seeing more and more modern apprenticeship come to be because we're not able to find the folks we need to keep our businesses going.
Well, and the people that you're especially the young people that you're interviewing, they're going to ask you about training, right? I mean, in the old days, we didn't do that so much, but now they're saying, okay, what can you do for me? If you don't have anything to offer them, they're going to move on.
That's an interesting point, you know, and I think big companies and small companies can really be more competitive by building their own workforce. You build these cohorts of folks. It doesn't have to be expensive. A small business can do it, and you end up building not only loyalty, but what you need. Think about that. You know, good luck getting what you need off the shelf. These are complicated, individualized roles. And if you can help build in what you need, you can really have a predictable pipeline.
Well, but now, if you're going to do it yourself, though, you've got to have a commitment to this thing. And you need to set aside time every week to do some of this, right? Even if it's just talking, even if you're a real small shop, even if it's just, you don't have to have, it'd be good if you had something written down, if you found something you could work off of, but basically just share ideas. And I'm going to encourage young people, when an older person is talking to you about these things, please bring your sponge out and soak this up, because this is their value. There's value perspective in this, in this time they're spending with you. What do you think, Amy?
You know what? There are so few people that will invest in their mentoring and building up others. It's very important to stop and listen when someone will do that. And it's so important to be that person. When I look back at my career, you know, the most meaningful parts of my career is passing on what I know. And so that is rewarding on both sides, and people need to slow down and do that.
Well, that's exactly right. So last thoughts. What give us an internship approach in a box real quick. Where do we start? How do we wind up?
There you go. Yep, apprenticeship in a box. So what does it mean to be an apprenticeship? Well, we've used that word loosely. Formally, the word is a registered apprenticeship. Sometimes there's actually tax credits. Depends on your state.
Right.
And for vets, there's actually GI benefits that continue for housing and such, if you bridge into that right after your service. So it's a great opportunity for both sides to look at different benefits. Depends on your state's incentive. So there's some financial incentives to be a registered apprenticeship. And what that means is you follow a curriculum, and you can join with others to be part of that. You don't even have to invent the wheel. You can just find it through your community college, find it through us if it's in tech, find it through others. And it's a year-long commitment. You could, of course, it's like any other employee. You know, hopefully it works out.
And put a line in your budget. Put a line item in your budget for it, right? Training.
Well, training should be in your
budget. $20,000 this year. Next year, maybe $30,000. Put it in the budget. Hey, Amy, good job today. CompTIA.org, right?
That's right. Come check us out. We're happy to help.
Amy Cardell, ladies and gentlemen. Amy, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks.
See you next time. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.